hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, I want to talk about testosterone and women and the truth. Let's dive into one of the most misunderstood hormones in women's health, testosterone. Women's health and menopause is having a moment this year. Media is full of menopause moments, and I am so delighted and happy that we're talking about this, but I'm hearing estrogen and progesterone. I want to bring testosterone to the top of the conversation. Most people associate testosterone with men's health, but here's the truth. Testosterone is critical for women's health, longevity, and aesthetic vitality. And let's talk about why testosterone matters for women. Testosterone is produced in the ovaries and your adrenal glands. It peaks in your 20s and it slowly declines with your age. By the time a woman reaches menopause, her testosterone levels may be half or less than that, less than what your peak was. And for some people, it almost drops to zero. Estrogen and progesterone, they really get the spotlight. But testosterone is essential for cognitive clarity, dopamine regulation, lean muscle mass, and fat distribution. This is one of the critical hormones that as we get into menopause changes, and this is why we get that rectangular square shape. In menopause, we get the visceral fat, we lose our hourglass or pear-shaped figure, and we turn into rectangles because testosterone is changing. We need that lean muscle mass, we need the fat distribution, like our more youthful days. Testosterone is essential for actually skin collagen production, sexual desire, arousal, mood stability, confidence, bone density, very important for bone density, and metabolic health. And guys, in case you're listening, testosterone is not the primary driver of your bone health. Actually, estrogen is. Interestingly, even for guys, estrogen is the primary driver of bone density and bone development. Okay, what happens when your testosterone declines? Many symptoms that we attribute to aging in women, in fact, stem from androgen deficiencies like fatigue, low motivation, you're losing your mojo, you're getting the brain fog, you have more abdominal fat, dry, thin skin, and decreased libido, difficulty getting aroused, all these things, the anxiety, mood swings, and difficulty with post-recovery after doing a hard workout, these things are related to female androgen deficiency syndrome. FADS, female androgen deficiency syndrome. This is a recognized clinical entity, but it's really underdiagnosed and under-discussed. What does the science say? There was a 2019 global consensus statement published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism that supported the use of testosterone therapy for women with hypoactive sexual desire. But emerging data like Clinical Interventions Journal of Aging in 2020 discussed that women must get testosterone to improve lean muscle and bone density. This is also really great for improving insulin sensitivity. As your muscle mass increases, your insulin sensitivity improves and your overall glucose management gets better, as does your lipid profile. And it's also neuroprotective, supporting your memory and even Alzheimer's risk. So it's got to be correctly dosed and monitored. When it is, testosterone will not masculinize women. You are taking micro doses, often 1/10 of what's used for men. It's got to be really carefully calibrated. And for women, the normal physiologic levels are like 15 to 70 nanograms per deciliter. And that's something you'll start off with a screening blood test with your primary. Look at your estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone levels, and then kind of take a look at which therapy is safe and best for you. Testosterone is difficult to find prescribed out there. Honestly, it's so tightly regulated, but there are providers that can get you testosterone, and either transdermal creams, troches, pellets, pills. There's lots of different methods of doing testosterone. Most women like testosterone creams, and the benefits are it's rare to get adverse effects. You can wipe it off and reduce use of it. It's not an implanted thing like a pellet. So pellets are harder. But when you're using creams, you can titrate that easier. But the things that we look for are adverse events like looking, getting more deepening voice, facial hair. This is all avoidable at the correct doses. And typically adverse events are rare. When I'm looking for patients' hormone levels, I consider the full hormone panel. So we're looking at total testosterone and free testosterone, DHEAS, estradiol, progesterone, then we look at sex hormone binding globulin and cortisol. It's a whole panel. And then also for safety, we're looking at their CBC, their lipid panel, liver enzymes, and we do regular follow-ups. But the treatment's super personalized, and we definitely have to balance testosterone with what you're feeling. But for aesthetics and longevity purposes, this is where everything kind of connects, because with improved facial volumes and musculature, dermal thickness, collagen can improve. You're going to see some really good skin tightening and a feeling of more youthfulness globally. Testosterone can kind of revitalize that mood, sexuality, and is so important when paired with other biostimulators and treatments that we're doing. This is something we can't neglect, because you can treat the skin, you can treat the wrinkles with Botox. The external organism can look okay, but everything internally is shriveling up. The confidence, the sex drive, the ambition, the motivation to be who we are. And I think just a little bit of testosterone in your life is something important for you girls out there to consider. And guys too, the andropause is real. So I really want everyone to take a close look at that. So ask your doctor, could testosterone be part of the puzzle, and am I a candidate for hormone therapy? Because longevity is not just lifespan. It's not living longer all shriveled up. It's health span. It's balanced and vibrant lifestyle, and we need that secret weapon of testosterone to help you get there. So guys, just wanted to put that out there into the universe and let you think about the role of hormone replacement in your life. Of course, start with your estrogen and progesterone. And once you have that in line, make sure your provider's looking at testosterone too. And if you are looking for a great provider, I just interviewed the CEO and CMO of Midi Health, M-I-D-I, and they can provide all these three things online with a virtual visit in all 50 states. And I am not giving them a plug. I just was so impressed in the platform that they've created. You guys can go online and get hormones and get a real physician. It's covered by insurance. It's freaking awesome. So check them out. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And if you're in Los Angeles, come and visit and say hi. I want to teach you guys my focus on biohacking your beauty and looking more at cellular longevity. The things we do internally turn into outer reflection of health and wellness. So take an inventory of your life. Take time, take an inventory of your life, and let's start to correct things one by one and get you on the pathway to health and wellness. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.